great to be in Maryville this afternoon. And as I said to somebody else, I look forward to being back here on September 2nd to see, I believe, the only football national trophy presented to a team in Missouri this year. You got to come to all those, and I'm really kind of looking forward to seeing the football afterwards. I get to see a lot of trophies, but seeing the quality of football that Coach Churchman and the Bearcats bring every week is a real hallmark of Missouri excellence. I want to thank everybody for joining us this afternoon. It's great to be here at St. Francis Hospital to share this very exciting news that will help advance healthcare, education, commerce, and more, moving Maryville and North Missouri forward. My thanks to Greg Cox, the president of St. Francis, and his entire team for hosting us today and for their leadership in this part of our great state. Also with me today is the point man for the state of Missouri in the Mo Broadband Now initiative, Calvin Simmons, the commissioner of administration for the state of Missouri. I'm also pleased to be joined by Otto Malley of Bluebird Media out of Columbia and by Gene Durrell of United Electric Cooperative from Savannah, and by David Clint, the Vice President of the Association of Missouri Electric Cooperatives. We'll hear more from them in just a few minutes. But Bluebird and United are two of our partners in the Mo Broadband Now initiative. Today, we received great news from the U.S. Department of Commerce and the U.S. Department of Agriculture that these two broadband partners have received federal recovery competitive awards totaling more than $66 million. Our partners will use this money as part of an $85 million expansion of broadband across northern Missouri. Bluebird has been awarded a Federal Recovery Act grant of more than $45.1 million. This grant will enable this company to move forward with an ambitious $65 million project to construct an ultra-high-capacity, what we call middle-mile, network of 809 miles of fiber and 44 microwave towers across northern Missouri. And you can see from the chart over here, we are covering territory in a big way that has not been covered before, and we're talking about significant capacity here. That backbone, coupled with the last-mile projects that will branch off it, will help provide affordable and accessible broadband to approximately 600,000 households and 57,000 businesses in 59 counties, more than half of the counties of the state of Missouri. The other Recovery Act award announced today went to the United Electric Cooperative, which serves six counties in northwest Missouri. United received more than $14.8 million in grants and $6.3 million in loans to build an advanced fiber network, a last-mile network, that will take broadband to more than 4,200 homes and businesses in these counties. Now, from the start of my administration, I've made it clear from the state of Missouri was going to make broadband a top priority. And the awards announced today of more than $66 million now bring our grand total across the state of investment in broadband through this process of $134.5 million. We are continuing to compete aggressively for any Recovery Act dollars out there to help transform communities across our state. It's important to note that the expansion of broadband through this federal funding will enable Missouri businesses to be more competitive in the global marketplace, Missouri physicians and hospitals to better serve their patients through advanced imaging technology and telemedicine, Missouri schools to provide a fuller education to their students through online classes and distance learning, much like the example we saw right here, Missouri public safety agencies to better protect citizens and more efficiently and effectively do so, and Missouri's consumers to more efficiently utilize the benefits of the Internet. I've often compared the expansion of broadband in the first decade of this century to the expansion of the railroad in the 19th century and the construction of interstate highways in the 20th century. Just as these routes of transportation help change communities, so too will access to high-speed broadband. Broadband enables us to move information farther, faster, and more frequently than ever before. So the global information superhighway is connecting businesses and communities not only here in Missouri, but across the globe. And we are doing all we can to make sure Missouri is on board to lead the nation. A key part of these proposals is that they will deliver broadband to critical community anchor points, such as schools, colleges, hospitals, libraries, and public safety agencies. Bluebird will bring high-speed connection to as many as 350 anchor points, including 213 public schools, 10 community colleges, 30 healthcare facilities such as Northeast Regional Medical Center, 60 public safety entities, including law enforcement and emergency responders, and 28 government facilities. United will bring high-speed connections to some 150 community anchors, including 33 schools, 38 healthcare facilities, 5 libraries, 31 public safety agencies, and 3 correctional facilities. I would apologize for being so long, but every bit of that is good news, okay? This is transformative, folks. I mean, this is really an opportunity for us in the Show Me State to something where we have lagged just a tad compared to some other parts of the country, to jump right in with both feet. So from telemedicine to long-distance learning, from e-commerce to enhanced law enforcement, and to making sure our kids can stay home and start the businesses right here in this area, this is going to make a difference. We must have the network in place to help these technologies grow, and that's why these projects are so vital. So we look forward to continuing our close work with Bluebird Media, United Electric, and our other partners across Missouri to ensure that we connect every community in our state to the superhighway of the 21st century so that we truly transform healthcare, education, and the economy in Missouri for years to come. When you talk to the people that are at the cutting edge of this work, you really get a detailed sense, sometimes too detailed a sense. Well, it's good that they understand it, and it's good they're leaning forward for us. But they see. It's almost like they see around the corner. And when we talk about information movement, those corners they can see around, especially the young folks, these two fine young folks here that have given their careers to looking at this, like the folks that the university is teaching right here and the folks that are starting up in the entrepreneurial building we cut the ribbon on not so long ago. Those folks see around the corner. Just like we could hardly imagine a world 10 years ago where we are today, a world 10 years from now will be built by people who have the skills but have to have the tools to do that anywhere in our state or country. So I believe as a state we're truly at an economic crossroads. To move forward down the correct path, we must embrace science. We must embrace technology. We must embrace innovation and create the jobs of the future. Ensuring access to broadband internet in every school and every business and every hospital and every public safety agent isn't a luxury. It's vital to get our economy moving forward and to compete in the 21st century. With that, I want to have a few of these folks give us some short comments, and we'll be glad to take your questions. I'd first like to ask Otto Malley of Bluebird Media to say a few words. Otto is has helped bring a team together that we're all extremely proud of. Very competitive folks, committed to putting middle-mile broadband in 59 counties, willing to put dollars forward, willing to make a difference for his state. From Columbia, Missouri, our good friend Otto Malley.
I want to thank Governor Nixon, the state of Missouri, the federal government for their foresight in ensuring that all Missourians have affordable and high-speed internet access. We believe in Mo Broadband Now's goal to expand accessibility to 95% of Missouri's population. I'd also like to thank our financial partner, Advantage Capital Partners, and Scott Zajac, managing partner of that firm. Also, Kelvin Simmons. If it had not been for his view and his pushing us to compete, because in the first round we were not successful, in the second, with his help, we got here. My partners, Greg Johnston, Tatum Martin, Chris Martin, without the Martins engineering and view, Bluebird would not exist. Along with Greg's help, we would not be here today. I thank all of them. It's truly a public-private partnership that will create jobs to extend economic opportunities throughout the state. The state of Missouri, the federal government, and private companies have all joined together to make this day happen. This grant will help 59 counties in northern Missouri obtain access to affordable broadband internet service. It's hard to believe that many Missourians do not have access to reliable and affordable internet coverage. Approximately one-third of the counties in our coverage area are below 30,000 in population. This grant will help us connect those rural Missourians with high-speed internet along with Bluebird's Media Fiber Network to develop the infrastructure to last-mile providers who can offer their services to their customers. This project will create more than 700 jobs during its construction time. This grant will also provide high-speed infrastructure to 350 local community anchor institutions, including local governments, schools, colleges, hospitals, and clinics. We are proud to be a part of this investment in the state of Missouri. Thank you.
I'd like to call on Gene Durrell of the United Electric Cooperatives. Their application and their last mile project here will make a sustained and real difference in this area. Gene.
You know, this is really cool. I got a call late yesterday afternoon saying that our project was approved. The next thing I know, the governor's here announcing it to everybody. So my task is pretty easy. I need to thank people and then thank people and then thank people some more. The governor and his Kevin and his Mo Broadband Now initiative, obviously without that, this wouldn't have been possible. They've put in all kinds of time, given us all kinds of guidance, and helped us through this whole process. Our employees at United, who worked tirelessly, a couple of them are right here in the front row. They saved us some seats, but obviously we didn't need it. And then my board of directors, Gary Hall's over here. He's the president of United Electric Cooperative Board of Directors, who without their foresight, we're not in this business. We're an electric cooperative, but this is kind of like the 1940s when no one else was able to step up or willing to step up and provide electricity. We saw no one else either able or willing to step up and provide broadband in our area where we serve, as the governor said, in many, many counties in northwest Missouri, and we average about 2 customers per mile. So without a stimulus application like this and the funding, there's no way this would ever be possible. So I want to thank all those people. I want to thank the governor. I want to thank Kelvin. And we're ready to move forward with this project. Thank you all.
Almost 5 years ago now, David, I mean, a young assistant attorney general working for me named Jeff Shapercutter came out to your meetings when we were beginning the discussions of how do we replicate what the rural electric cooperatives did for this country in the 20s, 30s, and 40s in a state like Missouri with big swatches of territory that weren't covered. How do we take that model of public-private partnerships that could not only put something in but sustain it with community support? We've come a long way since then, but David Clint and the folks from the rural co-ops never, ever lost sight of what we needed to get done. And we got a few other projects we're not done with yet anyway, but I'd like to have come forward if we could. David Clint from Electric Co-ops to speak on behalf of the state.
Well, thank you. It's good to be back in Maryville. As most of you can remember, a few years ago I was here as your senator, and of course these one of the things that we worked on for so many years was to try to figure out how we could do this. And I personally want to thank the governor. His tireless effort, his foresight in starting all of this effort in trying to bring broadband into rural Missouri. And to Kelvin Simmons, I know we've bugged you and bugged you and bugged you to the point that, but he always took the calls and always worked very hard to make sure that some of these things were happening. I know in the Missouri Electric Cooperatives, we're doing many things. And I think when we look back, let's say another decade down the road, and we look back, I think some of the things and these initiatives that's occurring right now in the state of Missouri with broadband efforts, I think you'll see that it will be some of the biggest changes that we've seen in decades in the state of Missouri and some of the things that can occur from this. So with the Missouri Electric Cooperatives, we're very excited about this broadband effort coming to northwest Missouri. We're excited about it across the rest of the state and some of those things. It's going to enable us to actually implement a lot of smart grid technologies in the future, which is not only going to help with broadband, it's going to help with energy efficiency and energy management in this state. So that is one of the things that we're very excited about occurring. And again, Governor, thank you so much for your initiative. Kelvin, thank you for staying with us through this. Congratulations, Otto, and your group, and congratulations, Gene. Thank you very much.
You know, one of the challenges of governors, you have to be incredibly color correct. And I got up this morning and I thought, you know, you think, where are you going to be this day? And I thought, well, you know, Bluebird's getting this application. I mean, we got yours got in late last night. So I'll wear a blue tie. But here we are in Bearcat country. Mr. President, is there anything you'd like to add to go green here? We're bringing a lot of green. I know. Why don't you come up and give?
You need a white tie real quick.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm confident with it that he can be. But I just want to say the university's been a great partner here and continues to be. It's that kind of entrepreneurial spirit and that kind of education here that will be the wellspring. And I just wanted to give you a chance to say anything you'd like.
Well, thank you, Governor Nixon. It's the intersection of commerce, healthcare, and education, and that's what it's all about. And as the governor talked about, really focusing on innovation and technology moving forward. So congrats to everybody here. I know you're on a tight schedule, but we look forward to having you back here in a couple weeks.
Thank you. Thank you. Any questions from the press? Yeah. Yes, sir.
That's the main thrust of it. And any of our maps you can find on our website at ueci.coa.
Yes, sir.
How many farm homes will be connected, do you think?
I think our application covered about 60% of our membership will be around
4,200
homes.
As far as the initiative goes, what's the status for the rest of rural Missouri itself?
Well, to date, of the $134 million that we've competed and won on, we had one of our early projects up in Rawls County in northeast Missouri, and also a local rural electric cooperative a project was granted. We also have one in the north part of southeast Missouri from Cape Girardeau north called Big River. We then have had one in central Missouri. There's a pocket in Callaway County that, while it seems like it's in the middle of the state, the last mile part of that has been very, very troublesome to get done. And Socket Internet was granted $24 million in a cooperative arrangement to deal with that. We then have the approximately 66 or so federal dollars plus 10 at the state side here in soft match on this one. Left on the table for us are four or five other projects. I might leave that to the commissioner to walk through kind of what's left. I mean, we're competing. I don't want in any way, shape, or form diminish what has been accomplished today. But what, if you would, Commissioner Simmons, what's left? Do you think potentially out there for the state?
There are at least two other major middle mile projects in the middle southern part of the state. That's with the Show Me Technology application. There is a Boycom application that is in the southeastern part of the state that goes all the way down to the Boot Hill. Those are significant opportunities for us that are still in play. They've gone through due diligence reviews with the federal government. We're still hopeful that those may be in play from a middle mile perspective. We still have a few of our last mile applications that are out there. Another one that is a electric co-op that we are hopeful for. So in all, we've done fairly well at this point in time in our second round of applications, both last and middle, and we're still hopeful that we'll be able to cover some more territory.
And what is the timeline for these two components up here?
There is a component dealing with the Bluebird and also our other last mile, where the federal government has asked them to be at least at the 24-month process to be significantly complete. We believe that in some cases by the 36-month we'll have a full completion at that particular time. I think over the next 6 months as they start to look at the infrastructure, you'll probably start to see some construction within a six-month period of time.
Anybody else? Never one to ask for extra questions from the Fourth Estate, if not necessary. Thank everybody for being here. I hope we all look back, as a couple of speakers have mentioned, as we look in the future, I hope we all look back at this day as one of the most significant turns for this region on the technological side. And I really feel like it's set up very well with this institution, with Northwest Missouri State University, with the rural co-ops, with the other middle mile things. This is a transformative time, and we look forward to being with you as we complete this important step. Thank you all very much for being here.